Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines on most eyes in official and political Washington. We're before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday, as former First Lady and New York Senator Hillary Clinton gave her testimony in the confirmation process that will eventually confirm her as the next Secretary of State for President Barack Obama. In her opening statement, Senator Clinton says that she and President-elect Obama are following what they consider a smart power approach to foreign policy, which means that they reach out to friends and adversaries alike.
Smart power requires reaching out to both friends and adversaries to bolster old alliances and to forge new ones. That means strengthening the alliances that have stood the test of time, especially with our NATO partners and our allies in Asia.
Meanwhile, Senator Clinton also says that she and President-elect Obama understand the delicate nature of the standoff in the Middle East between the Israelis and Palestinians. She says they agree that Israel has the right to defend itself, but she also says they're both very concerned about the fate of the Palestinian citizens caught in the crossfire.
The President-elect and I understand and are deeply sympathetic to Israel's desire to defend itself under the current conditions and to be free of shelling by Hamas rockets. However, we have also been reminded of the tragic humanitarian costs of conflict in the Middle East and pained by the suffering of Palestinian and Israeli civilians.
Preventing rogue regimes from getting their hands on nuclear weapons is also a key priority for the incoming administration, according to Senator Clinton. She says the Obama team will try to prevent nuclear proliferation in both North Korea and Iran.
At the same time, we will continue to work to prevent proliferation in North Korea and Iran, to secure loose nuclear weapons and materials, and to shut down the market for selling them.
Senator Clinton also says the new administration will pursue a broad strategy for winning the war on terror, and part of that means getting out of Iraq.
First, President-elect Obama is committed to responsibly ending the war in Iraq and employing a broad strategy in Afghanistan that reduces threats to our safety and enhances the prospects of stability and peace.
Vice President-elect Joe Biden stressing the importance of bilateral cooperation as he met with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in Baghdad today. A statement by Maliki's office said Biden, quote, asserted the importance of cooperation to implement troop withdrawal from Iraq. Under a recent agreement, American troops are to quit Iraq by the end of 2011, but be out of Iraq's major cities by the middle of this year. Biden is on a tour of Iraq and Afghanistan as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. After his meeting with Maliki in Baghdad, Biden flew to Kirkuk in northern Iraq to meet with officials there. Sectarian conflicts in that region threaten recent stability in the northern part of the country. President-elect Obama will be issuing an order very early on in his administration to close the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. As for the outgoing Bush administration, Deputy Press Secretary Tony Fratto says that's actually something the two administrations agree on, just how to do it might be a little different.
The incredible complexity of actually closing Guantanamo, the legal and national security concerns that that people are noticing now, it's complicated.
Meanwhile, back to Obama's cabinet nominations. The Federal Reserve Bank president he's nominated to serve as Treasury Secretary reportedly has some tax issues. The Wall Street Journal reports Timothy Geithner failed to pay Medicare and Social Security taxes for 2 years while he was self-employed at the International Monetary Fund. When the IRS alerted Geithner to the issue, he reportedly paid the back taxes with interest. Another controversy involves a housekeeper who once worked for Geithner. Her immigration papers expired while she was employed by Geithner, but she later obtained a green card and federal authorities did not file charges. This could make the confirmation process a little bit stickier before the Senate Finance Committee later this week, but the chairman of that committee, Max Baucus of Montana, considers this issue a serious but honest mistake.
While they're corrected immediately, do not rise to the level of disqualification, and I hope very much that Mr. Geithner can be confirmed before the president-elect is inaugurated.
Staying on the financial front, Obama going to the Capitol to press fellow Democrats on Tuesday to authorize release of the second half of the Wall Street Bailout Fund. About half of the Troubled Asset Relief Program funds have been released to help slumping financial institutions, which means there's about $350 billion remaining. Democrats have not been happy about the way the Bush administration has administered the first half of the TARP funds, Obama having lunch with Democratic senators, whom he also pushed to approve an aggressive economic stimulus plan. On that front, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says he believes the Obama plan could do some good for the economy.
The incoming administration and the Congress are currently discussing a substantial fiscal package that, if enacted, could provide a significant boost to economic activity.
Meanwhile, stock prices drifting to a mixed finish and lackluster trading on Wall Street Tuesday as investors worried about the outlook for corporate earnings. The Dow off 25 points to 8449, the S&P 500 up 2 to 872, the NASDAQ ending the day 8 points higher at 1546, crude oil up 19 cents a barrel to 3778. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, the latest economic optimism numbers, the connection between lax immigration enforcement and the economic crisis, and up next, what course Obama should pursue when it comes to foreign policy. Stay tuned.